from the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director submitting an informational report regarding the federal budget sequestration and certain federal aviation administration actions affecting Timmerman and General Mitchell International Airports.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, since we met with you last time, there's been daily changes on this issue, and the most significant of which, of course, is that the FAA has delayed the closing of the towers. Timmerman was scheduled to close April 21, and now they've delayed it to June 15. The potential closure of Mitchell Airport Tower during the third shift is not being discussed right now. I think the FAA has put all of their resources into this current kerfuffle that's going on, and have not turned their resources to this later issue of the 70 or so commercial towers that might have third shift closure. There's been a myriad of actions across the country for different airports, and we'd like to go into closed session later to tell you about what other airports are doing and what we're doing to address this in a legal front.
Any comments or questions, Mr. Bateman, while we're in open session? Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I don't understand why anything could be discussed in open session because, number one, it's FAA actions. That's not something this board does. It's a political decision in terms of sequestration and the actions being taken in response to it. That's not an action that this board has taken. And it's very much, at this point, in my opinion, a political discussion. So unless I hear something differently than that, I'm going to vote against going into closed session on this.
Supervisor, as a...
Just a second. You going to be representing the airport at the Corp Council?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Supervisor, as an attorney, I'm sure you're aware of public statements that could be used in ongoing litigation. And since we have filed litigation against the FAA and with the various parties petitioning for the reversal of the FAA determination regarding the contract towers, I would advise against allowing the airport director to respond to any questions that could be used in that litigation.
If I understand the answer, you said we have filed.
Yes.
What have we filed?
The third week in March, litigation was initiated for administrative review of the FAA's decision regarding contract towers by airports in the West and the East. The airports in the East filed a petition for review in the District of Columbia Circuit. The airports in the West and Florida filed in the Ninth Circuit. I hesitate to get into the litigation too much, but airport groups have been discussing intervention and also filing additional petitions for review, and airport administration decided that the most prudent course was to file for intervention in the East Coast action, the District of Columbia Circuit. And we did that on late Friday afternoon.
The date?
Friday.
This last Friday?
Yes.
You made that decision unilaterally?
I did not make the decision, no. I was the one who filed the motion for intervention.
Who made the decision to have you file that?
Airport administration made the decision.
The airport administration made that decision?
Yes.
Do you find that violates our ordinances regarding initiation of?
No, I do not.
Why?
Would you like to?
Supervisor Jersey, would not that court wrap it up? No.
Oh.
No. Ms. Grady, answer the question, and we're going to go in closed session.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there's a couple answers to that question. First of all, we believe time was of the essence, and we needed to do that in order to preserve the options for you to make the final decision. Mm-hmm. If the board decides it does not want to engage in this litigation, the board can tell us to drop it. And that is your right. So we wanted to preserve your rights. So it's in the nature of an emergency action to preserve your rights. Secondly, the ordinance that was adopted requiring county board approval before actions can be initiated, and I don't have the exact language in front of me, but I believe the language says when we are seeking to recover monies in excess of $10,000, this action would not be to recover money in excess of $10,000 and does not fit within the exact terms of the ordinance.
So your response is it's an emergency action?
My response is it's an emergency action to preserve your ability to make a decision, because if we don't take the action, you don't have any ability to make the decision in a timely manner. And secondly, it doesn't fall within the terms of the ordinance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Ezra. Supervisor Washon?
I think after our brief discussion, it's appropriate to go into closed session.